Here is your KLEM News for this Saturday morning. Members of the Lamar's Community Board of Education were flanked by chamber members, school officials, donors, cheerleaders, and others as the long-awaited anticipated ribbon-cutting ceremony took place Friday afternoon to officially acknowledge the new renovated stadium and new football field. School Superintendent Dr. Stephen Webner thanked all the donors for making a dream become a reality.
But this stadium, it's going to be a fantastic thing for generations to come for not only our kids, but the entire community of Lamar's. The entire community. The schools will benefit, but it's also an economic development tool. When people come into Lamar's, they'll see all the great things that are going on, and they're also going to see this stadium. And that says a lot about the support that people have for our school systems within this community, as well as everything else. So thank you to everybody who has supported us throughout this entire endeavor with your gifts, your talents, and your time. Without your support, this would have been a much more difficult project. And it, as you can see, it's gonna be fantastic. We'll have the track down here in a few weeks, and what we will end up doing is having an open house where people can come and walk around and go through the locker rooms and everything. It's really spectacular. So we really do thank you for all of your support.
First to address the crowd was Patrick Murphy, who has served on the Lamar's Board of Education for 25 years. Murphy informed a gathering of 200-plus people the process of renovating the stadium began several years ago.
But isn't this a big-time deal? I'm so excited, and typically lawyers like me are not supposed to be excited, but I am tonight. This is a wonderful, wonderful project. I have several people I would like to thank about this, and first of all, of most importance is Dr. Todd Wendt, who is our previous superintendent, who retired out during this process. Dr. Wendt and myself and some of the board members way back about actually 6 years ago had this pipe dream of refurbishing this stadium and cleaning this whole process up and to make the city proud of us. Then we had a seamless transition to Dr. Webner, who's done a great job as our superintendent now. The present existing school board bought everything we told them, and they've been supportive also. So we've had great support in this process.
Murphy informed the crowd that it was the goal of the school board to secure a major donor that would help make that process of acquiring a new stadium possible.
We contemplated how we were going to finance this thing from the beginning, and we had methods and ways set out that we were going to do this regardless. But the effort was to get some major contributions. And I think you'll be talking in a minute, but we had contacted Mike Wells of Wells Enterprises and hoping for a reasonable contribution. Dr. Wendt started that process. Dr. Webner completed that process. And I'm telling you, when I got the word as to what that was, I was blown away. Unbelievable.
As it turned out, Wells Enterprises made a pledge of $2 million to help get the project started. Murphy acknowledged the support from several area businesses and the many individual contributors.
We've also had great support from many of our businesses downtown, and you can see some of the advertisements here today. In addition, we've had a number of private donors. Some of the good old families from Lamar's have stepped up to make this thing a reality. As it stands, we have no financial problem connected with our budget, with anything else. This property will be paid for in a reasonable fashion without any increase in taxes whatsoever. In addition, one of the last dreams I had was to work on our baseball softball complex over here. And hopefully within the year, that's also going to be improved similar to this, such that we will have a first-class operation.
The attorney says that public schools need to remain competitive in all aspects, and he says that the Lamar's Community School District is among the best in the state.
Iowa public schools are in a competitive business. You have to be competitive to win. Our 3A school is one of the finest in the state, and this just says how well we do. I thank all of you. I thank every Wells employee for what they've done, too. Let's have some fun tonight.
Adam Baumgartner spoke on behalf of Wells Enterprises. He says although many things have changed during the 106 years of Wells' existence, there is one thing that never has changed and never will change.
We couldn't be more excited. And just for a little background, why we're doing what we're doing, Wells, we are into our 106th year. And while many, many things have changed from 106 years ago to where we are today, the one thing that has remained constant is the tie to the community. And what Lamar's has meant to Wells and what Wells has meant to Lamar's have become almost interchangeable. And we value that. We value that greatly. And as a part of our values, we think it's really critical to continue to give back to the community in everything that we can do, because it's the community that's gotten us to where we are today. And we're on our path to become the number one ice cream and novelty manufacturer in the country. And I personally get the privilege to talk with many of our customers who come here and are blown away that we're doing that from this little magical place of 10,000 people. And however we grow, Lamar's will always continue to be the heartbeat that makes us what we are, the success that we've had today, and the success that we expect and are anticipating for the future.
The annual event known as Menu Masters is scheduled for this evening to take place at the Century Hall at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds. Janelle Bixelman serves as a co-chair for the event and says tickets are still available for the major fundraiser for the Lamar's Education Enhancement Project, or LEAP.
Tickets are still available. I would say if you're still interested in coming and don't have those tickets, then get to the banks on Saturday. That will be your last opportunity. Most of them close around 11 o'clock, so don't sleep in. American Bank, Prime Bank, Northwest Bank, Iowa State Bank, Mid-States Bank, and the Credit Union.
Bixelman says that Menu Masters is a lot of fun, but it does serve a purpose behind the event.
Menu Masters is the primary fundraiser for the LEAP organization, and the mission of the LEAP organization is to provide funding to the schools over and above their budgetary needs. So there are always items that teachers need and students need that unfortunately the schools' budgets maybe don't allow for, and so that's where LEAP steps in, is to provide that enhancement to the educational process for the students at Lamar's Community Schools.
Bixman says 21 teams of chefs will be competing against each other, not just for the best tasting food, but also for the best theme.
The chefs seem to really take it up a notch, and they really get excited about not only the food they're serving, but how they decorate their booth and how they dress for the event. And they usually put together pretty unusual themes, and they really take a lot of pride in it, and they're extremely creative. So every year when I think we have, you know, absolutely outdone ourselves, or they have outdone themselves, they seem to take it up a notch every year. And we have new participants this year, some really creative groups. Joba's is participating this year for the first time, and their booth is just, of course, as you would expect, over, you know, over the top. That's what they do. We have some construction guys that are working for us or participating this year, whose booths also are always just over the top, and it's extremely entertaining, and they really take pride in what they do, and they have a lot of fun with what they do.
Serving begins at 5:30 p.m. and will continue until 8 p.m. Following the serving of the food, awards will be announced, and then the evening will continue through midnight with music and dancing. Over the years, Menu Masters has raised close to a total of $218,000. That is a look at your news this morning here on KLAM.